And count. If normality is death, the arms that surround everything, then regard for the object rather than communication person is suspect. Isn't this true? In another scenario, a basket is standing at the side of a person who eventually stoops over and reaches into it. It is a deep basket made of strong grasses which are said to be recently disappearing from or taking over the earth, and the person's arms disappear inside it, including the shoulder up to the lower part of the neck. Then the other arm submerges into the basket's interior. With both arms submerged, the person is now in a less distorted, more symmetrical position, stooping and squatting, then rising slowly, working against the clock time one is accustomed to when watching another perform a task. Arms disappear inside it, including the shoulder up to the lowest part of the neck. Then the other arm submerges into the basket's interior. With both submerged, the person is now in a less distorted, more symmetrical position, stooping and squatting, then rising slowly, working against the clock time one is accustomed to when watching another perform a task. All of the actions appear to administer time differently in regarding the object which is here an activity, one metaphorically speaking goes from one time to the next. A door appears to have closed on the time from which one had entered, and one is in a different time, slowed down but cast with historical overtones that become increasingly unnerving. I was up after I account others have I was up after I account others have. Then, for a little while, things seem to proceed in a narrative fashion.
Morning stars and planets.
Salome was heard calling out for the head. The head was hurled toward the star.
Morning stars.
It was caught in a gravitational event and has been circling it for a long time.
Death. Normality.
Death.
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 Normality.
Death.
Death.
Normality.
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 In the case of St. John of the old days, there is no normality to usher in death. Rather than time passing in its jaggedy cyclical hedgehog manner, drama with its television arc ushers in death. The glow of the pre-digital dramatic arcway, the effect of which has not yet been surpassed by news technologies, is able to install death on anybody as it maps onto certain primary fascinations related to flesh and bone bonds we have not been able to shed, in spite of all the increase we have known and sacrifices we have beheld and narrated. Pleasure is removed from the scene of death. Pleasure removed from death leaves the person without a basket standing next to death, unequivocally inhabiting the scene of death. I have pleasure in the life of she who lives within the scene of death, the scene that she and I find ourselves in. Even so, the connection between life and death is obscure because she and I are... Outer space swirls beyond us in the scene. She and I look at each other and wonder, are we to remain rooted here while other glorious events transpire without us? In other words, the thoughts are not bloodless.